Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what tonight is?
What is?
Tonight is the debut of that Connors show.
Oh, that's right.
Connors tonight.
I'm excited.
I saw a promo yesterday. I'm a little confused on this because yesterday we mentioned this, that ABC has already come out and said that... We don't know. We don't know if this is going to work without Roseanne.
Right.
And you and I were saying, well, they've done some focus groups.
Something's gone wrong.
Something's gone wrong. They're already expecting a failure. And then I get in here this morning and I pull up, I guess the show was played for some people in Los Angeles yesterday. And the reviews are incredible.
Really?
They're saying Roseanne should have gone a long time ago.
No.
So what? I'm confused.
Huh.
I don't know what to expect.
And where did you see this article?
Oh, boy. Here, look.
Yeah?
Here. I'll show it to you. Yeah. See what this says. Roseanne gets the boot, and the Connors get rave reviews.
Huh.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
That's really weird.
I thought I'm a little shocked on this. But, Jamie, you know Hollywood.
Yeah.
If these were Hollywood people...
Yeah.
Then they don't really know what Americans are going to tune into and what they're going to like and what they don't like. They don't get it.
Well, they're saying the performances were fantastic. Okay. So I know that the performances, darling.
Okay.
The performances were fantastic. Let's see here. Yeah, it says those reviews also confirm that Roseanne is gone, but cannot reveal why due to an embargo out in the out in place by ABC? What does that mean?
I don't know.
The Connors is getting the best reviews in its 11th season history after the exit of creator star Roseanne Barr. And then it says the reviews are a little fishy. I don't know what all this means.
I feel like that they did this for some directors and producers in Hollywood, showed it to them, which, by the way, is not the meter to go with when it comes to American public. The public will decide if they watch or not, if they like it or not.
Well, that's what it's saying here. It says it's a pretty good show, but they're not sure if the audience is going to be able to let go of the past.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good show, except for are they going to be able to, like, not... Are you in your mind going to be allowed to be okay with the fact that Roseanne's not there?
All right, let's guess. And you can guess at 51059. Remember when Roseanne came back and rebooted the show, they had 18 million viewers. Mm. 18 million. What do you think tonight will be?
Well, I think a lot of people will see it for just to see.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will watch it to see if it fails.
Okay.
So they'll get ratings for that.
I'm going to say less than 10.
Really?
Yeah. I think about 8 to 9 million. That's about what they're going to get.
Tuesday night.
Half
the
audience.
What are we up against? What are we up against for tonight?
Baseball?
Maybe Dancing with the Stars?
No, I think that was last night. I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, so it depends what they're up against, too.
I know Major League Baseball has playoff games tonight.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, well, they do. Mm. The Dodgers, yeah. I think, play.
Red Sox
are playing tonight. So there's a couple of games out there. Ooh. I'm going to go with less than 10 million people.
Oh, the BET Hip-Hop Awards?
Oh, geez, they're doomed now. Yeah. That's the same audience.
Basketball, NBA, Philadelphia, Boston.
They kick off tonight. Ooh. The season's...
NCIS. Killer Confessions. I don't know. This is going to be bad.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.